WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The president-elect is choosing who he wants in his administration. CBS's Nicole Skanga with his shortlist for Secretary of State.
CBS News has learned he's considering Florida Senator Marco Rubio and former Ambassador Richard Grenell.
Mr. Trump chose his campaign manager, Susan Wiles, as his chief of staff. A wildfire in Southern California has been destructive. CBS's Dania Backus is in Camarillo.
Damage assessment teams are in the process of determining just how many homes and buildings were impacted. Some 3,500 structures are still at risk.
The cause of the fire is still unknown. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, speaking at an event south of Minneapolis, told supporters,
"Take some time, take care of yourselves. Take care of your loved ones. Take care of your community. There's a million ways to make a positive difference. And get back in this fight when you're ready."
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacy Lynn.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call has announced the state will receive a portion of the nearly $1.4 billion opioid settlement with the grocery chain Kroger. According to Attorney General Call, Wisconsin will receive nearly $21 million for opioid abatement with payments beginning next year. In total, the state is expected to receive nearly $800 million from various opioid-related settlements. As part of the settlement, Kroger also agreed that its pharmacies will need to monitor and report on suspicious activity with opioid prescriptions. The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs has announced $550,000 of grant funding for nonprofit organizations across the state. According to WDVA officials, the organizations were chosen for their financial assistance programs, entrepreneurship training, and services offered for veterans. Among the organizations receiving funding are the Indian Head Community Action Agency in Rusk County, the Lost Creek Ranch in Pierce County, Trinity Equestrian Center in Eau Claire County, and the Ashland Area Development Corp in Ashland County. The Dunn County Board of Supervisors is pushing for the Wisconsin State Legislature to expand Medicaid coverage. Wisconsin is one of a handful of states that does not accept expanded Medicaid coverage, which would allow increased coverage for people living at up to 138% of the federal poverty line. Dunn County officials say Medicaid expansion would allow an additional 700 county residents to qualify for coverage and 90,000 residents from across the state. The county board recently passed a pair of resolutions calling for the change. A Chippewa Falls community staple will soon be closing its doors. This week, Molson Coors announced that Leinenkugel's brewery in Chippewa Falls will be closed and production will be moved to the company's Milwaukee facility. According to a statement, the popular Liney Lodge and Pilot Brewery will remain open, but the production will be fully transitioned. The Milwaukee facility already produces more than 75% of Leinenkugel's stock. Community members say they're shocked and upset that the historic brewery will be closing. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks finally get a win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks snapped a six-game losing streak with a 123-100 win over the Jazz. How bad did the Bucks need this victory at home over a young 1-6 Utah Jazz team? Damian Lillard.
I think we needed it bad, desperately. You know, this is a team that came in with the same record as us, a struggling team, a much younger team than us. They coming on our home floor, so, you know, it was important for us to not only get off that six-game losing streak and feel something good, but going into this next stretch of games, you know, I think it was important for us to get back in the win column.
The Bucks are in Madison Square Garden tonight against the New York Knicks. College hoops, a 79-67 win for Wisconsin over the Montana State Bobcats. Head coach Greg Gard.
Good win against a good team that's experienced. You could really tell the maturity of the older guys for them on the floor. Anytime we made a mistake on a screen, it was a three in the first half. Those things will help us.
That's the Badgers head coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly clear and a low in the mid-30s. Mostly cloudy for tomorrow, couple of showers around in the afternoon, and especially by night. A high near 50. Low 50s with rain wrapping up early Sunday. Cooler Monday with a sun and cloud mix, high only upper 40s. It's 46 right now.
The Todd Alba Show.
If you haven't tried mindfulness techniques before, the idea is to take a minute, focus on the present, not the past, not the future. Be here now. You can do it in your car.
Please not while you're driving.
I would say preferably not driving. Just take a moment and close your eyes and just breathe. Focus like on the breath coming into your body and out.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Dom Selvia.
Next time, it's not all doom and gloom. Jody Habish-Sinek, Wisconsin's 8th Senate District. She won. Plus, Harvey K. will talk about what happened and what comes next. Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who appreciates a nice hot meal at a fair price, Pete Schwabba.
Hey, Wisconsin, how are we doing on this awesome Friday night, in this awesome fall Friday night? And it actually feels like fall, but it's also like incredibly beautiful out. So it was a great day here in all over Wisconsin. I've been checking the weather. I know you had a great day wherever you are. It was beautiful in Northeast Wisconsin, just a glorious fall day and a great day to stay in and watch TV and movies. I did take a walk today, though. Conrad, how you doing?
I'm doing good, yeah.
Are you? Okay. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Okay, great, because I made a couple sound adjustments here. I'm not really a tech guy, but I took a crack at it, and I think we're okay. So did you get outside today?
For a little bit. I didn't go outside too much today.
Okay. There's not going to be a punishment or anything. You sounded like you weren't sure if you should answer that truthfully or not. So.
Well, I should have went outside more, I feel like, because I don't know how many days we'll get left of this weather. But
yes.
I think tomorrow I might go outside for a little walk.
I think you'd be well served. It is a great day in Wisconsin. It's great to have you with me wherever you're joining us from tonight, all over our beautiful state of Wisconsin. You can join us on the stream. The Civic Media app, which is very easy to use. Go to the App Store, download the Civic Media app if you haven't done so already, and click on Nightlight. And there's a little text icon. You can let us know what you're thinking throughout the show. It's very easy to text and be part of the show. As I mentioned, you can stream us. Conrad, where can people stream us?
Yeah, so we're on WISS on Facebook, Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, and WGBW. On YouTube, we're WGBW Civic Media. And on Twitter, we're Civic Media WGBW.
It's a lot. There's a lot of way, or you can go old school, gather the family around the old radio and listen that way too. There are tons of ways to be part of the show. We have a lot of opportunities for you to do so. We're going to be talking about some really cool stuff tonight. John Candy had a birthday a few days ago. We're going to talk about the career of John Candy at 7:05. We're going to play some clips. It's going to be a great conversation. He is one of the most likable and talented actors. And I think people oftentimes dismiss his talent because he's just such a friendly, kind of jolly looking guy, but immensely talented actor and comedian. So we'll talk about John Candy at 7:05. At 6:35, from Winnebago Bicycle, Sean Lynch joins me. We're going to talk about an event happening in Oshkosh in a couple weeks called Cranksgiving. Love it. And at first I saw it, I thought it was like they celebrate the movie Christmas with the Cranks or something. But this is Cranksgiving. It's for a great cause. Sean is going to join us at 6:35 and tell us all about it. And here's another thing, Conrad. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
I was talking to Sean today when I booked him on the show, and he said, I said, and I might ask you what you're watching. And he said, oh, that'll be interesting. I don't even own a TV.
Wonder what's that like.
I don't even know if I trust a guy like that, but I'm fascinated by that. So we'll ask Sean about that too. But he has a great event there sponsored by his bicycle shop and I think Travel Oshkosh called Cranksgiving. So we'll discuss that. And then it's Friday night. What does that mean, Con? It can only mean one thing.
Bar Band Friday.
Bar Band Friday, baby. Terry Barr, one of the co-hosts, along with Jimmy and Rocker of Max Inc. Radio, will be here at 7:35, as she so often is, as she every week she is. She joins us for Bar Band Friday night. She'll bring new music, great conversation. Terry's always fun. That's coming up in hour number two at 7:35. Going to be a great time. And so our question tonight, this, as beautiful as it was today, I've been a little out of sorts all week because daylight savings is just messing me up. I don't know why we do this. I know it had something to do with the farmers, which I respect. You know, whatever it was, they had to get up early or something. I don't know what it was, but it sucks. Daylight savings, it's only November. It's November 8th, and it was getting dark today at 4 o'clock, and it's only going to get worse up until December 21st. It's going to get darker earlier and earlier. So I'm not a fan. I would rather have it stay dark a little bit in the morning rather than have that early morning 6 a.m. sunrise. I don't care. I would rather have more daylight during the wakeful hours, is it? I don't know. Conrad, what do you think?
Yeah, I agree. You know, it sucks kind of sometimes. This isn't for me, but for some others, you know, you go home after work and it's like, oh, great, it's already dark.
Yeah.
But in the summer, it feels like you still have a lot more time when you get off work, you know, when it's light out.
And I know it's not going to stay light as late during the winter just because the sun goes down earlier anyway, but it's like we compound it and we make it worse and we have even less daylight. So like, let's say it's dark by 5 o'clock in the dead of winter. I'll take an extra hour of sunlight till 6 o'clock. I mean, that makes a huge difference for your mood.
Yeah.
And just a little more daylight during your hours that you're awake rather than in the morning. I think it's kind of fun. I remember, you know, right before you change it, sometimes you get that darkness in the morning. I'll have a cup of coffee when it's dark out at 6:30. I don't mind that. I'd rather have the daylight during the daylight during the day. So that's our question tonight, ladies and gentlemen. What do you think? Am I on an island? Is it just me and Conrad on an island? I don't know. Let us know what you think. How do you feel about daylight savings? Tell us your honest thoughts. Give us the straight dope. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. How do you feel about daylight savings? Pretty easy question. I'll lay it on us. Okay, so, you know, we probably can't get to clips yet. I went to an event last weekend called Blues, Brews, and Barbecues at the Marinette Community Rec Center in Marinette. Great event. Sean Katzbach, the marketing director for the city of Marinette, actually was on the show. He was on Mino and the Mayor. He was on Nightlight promoting the show several times. He gave free passes. We gave some away. And while I was there, I introduced Joe Moss, the musical entertainment for the night, who was great. And while I was there, I got some audio. So we're going to play that after the quick break here and before the news at the bottom of the hour. Just some fun sounds from Blues, Brews, and Barbecues. And barbecue, I should say, not barbecues, plural. It was a really fun event. And I read this today, actually yesterday. Gladiator 2 is coming out in a couple weeks. I got the date wrong. I think I initially said it was November 15th. My bad. But it's November 22nd. It will be out. And I read this yesterday. Apparently, Joaquin Phoenix gets cold feet on a lot of his movies. He's like one of these temperamental artists who threatens to leave the picture because he just doesn't like the way it's going, or he gets cold feet or whatever. And that is the exact phrase he used on the first Gladiator. And really, Scott had to like pull him aside and say, what's your problem? And he goes, I don't think I can do this. While he's standing in Commodus, full-blown Commodus garb, he says he doesn't think he can do it. He's got cold feet. I don't know why. He's a talented guy, but I don't know why anybody would hire him on another film if he said that. And Russell Crowe had to go over and say, you're being terribly unprofessional. But ultimately, apparently it was Ridley Scott who had to talk to him and talk him into staying on the movie. That would drive me crazy. I mean, he's being paid millions of dollars to be there. He was Oscar nominated for the role, as was Russell Crowe. Russell Crowe won, but I don't know how people get away with that. I know artists are temperamental and moody, but there is a thing where you got to suck it up and go through with it. You can't do that. So that kind of blew my mind.
Hey Pete, we got a caller right now.
We got a caller.
Yes, it's Susan from McFarland.
Oh, put her through. Hey, Susan.
Hey, how are you doing?
I am doing great.
First of all, I'm a fan of the show. I learned so much, and I listen to it almost every day. So.
Oh, thanks.
Anyway, I learned a lot, which is wonderful. I get some good ideas for movies and stuff.
Great.
I was just going to say that we are now not in daylight savings time. We are actually in regular time. So this is the time the sun rises and sets. So we're in that normal rhythm, which personally I like. My body enjoys it more than being on daylight savings time.
Okay.
But anyway... Yeah, so I'm just really, you know, I enjoy it much better. I wish we'd have this all year round is my wish. So
you like, Susan, you like it when it's like this, not when we get that extra hour of daylight in the summer, correct?
Right. Well, my body is the normal rhythm, because when they fast it forward, then you lose an hour of sleep, so then your body has to get used to another sleep cycle. So for me, it works better to have it just on the normal rhythm, whether or not it's a little darker or lighter in the morning.
Okay.
So because I usually get up when the sun's up. So when I get up in the morning about the same time the sun, depending upon the time of the year. Although my dog wakes me up, she's my alarm clock, so...
I'm glad you are. Are you ready? There's a joke coming here, Susan. Thank you for shedding some light on that.
Okay.
I honestly didn't know that. I thought daylight savings was like the whole thing was called daylight savings. I really had no idea. So thank you very much for clarifying.
No. Oh, I clarified that for you. Isn't that great? You learned something new today.
It's an information exchange. We tell you what movies to watch, and you set us straight on the Farmer's Almanac. I love it. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Okay. Take care.
All right. Have a great night, Susan. Bye-bye. Thanks for the call. How do you like that? You know, I kind of do remember hearing that, but I could never remember what daylight savings time is. If it's the fall back, or spring forward. So, and I still don't really know what to call it. So, but I'm glad Susan called to clarify that, because I honestly did not know. So here's where are we at here, Conrad? Do we have some text coming in?
Yes, we do.
I get discombobulated when I do the show from home. Sometimes. Here we go. Sherry. She says, good evening, Pete and Conrad and friends. That's right, Sherry. We are all friends here, coming together at night to talk about really fun stuff and unwind together. Movies, TV, comedy, music, and Cranksgiving, which we will talk about at 6:35 with Sean Lynch from Winnebago Bicycle. In just a few minutes, Jim from Appleton says, yippee, another night to decompress after political BS all day. Yes, when is it going to stop? I'm with you, Jim. I really thought it would end on election day, but we're still getting the text to sign petitions and do all kinds of stuff. Sherry says, more daylight. I'm with you, Sherry. She says, delight for sure with daylight. Love it, Sherry. All right, we'll read more of your text coming up. We're going to talk about Blues, Brews, and Barbecues. You'll get some sounds from the great event last weekend at the Marinette Community Direct Center. Great to have you with me on this Friday night. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matt Nair on Air.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Jeannie from Eau Claire.
I am thankful for Civic Media, the on-air talent, the technicians, the producers, the news staff, and especially Mr. Sage Wild. It's a very, very sad, shocking day for me, but I still have hope, because I have hope in you guys. Keep up the great work.
Thank you,
bye.
Jeannie. You give us hope. Appreciate you listening.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Did you get Norske Nook pie for breakfast? Mr. Buck, I don't see any raspberry cream cheese pie over by you, so
point for me.
Good morning, Mr. Buck.
Sometimes you're just incredibly mean.
Can we be happy for the fact that Todd Alba is delivering pies? Don't we have the best coworkers here?
Oh, yeah, great. With you literally rubbing pie in my face.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
I found my thrill on Blueberry Hill. On Blueberry Hill.
Sherry says, Sherry says, delight for sure with daylight or nightlight. Love it, Sherry. Well done. Jim from Appleton. Again, I have been a proponent of daylight savings time all year round for about 35 years. I hate the clock jumping twice a year. Jim, I am so with you. And I think, Conrad, correct me if I'm wrong, Susan from McFarland, her point was keep it the same as well, right? Whether you like it earlier, getting dark earlier, yeah, or getting light earlier in the morning.
She's used to the time right now.
Right.
And she'd like to keep it this way.
I think I'd like to keep it the other way.
Yeah, I would as well.
But I don't get up early. I like the mornings, but since I've been doing a show later, I sleep a little later, so it doesn't bother me. Cam from Appleton. I need Conrad's help here. Can you post this?
I don't even know I don't know what it means.
Cam from Appleton said, the lactose intolerant person when I throw a dying neutron star at them. And then it just becomes like a skeleton.
I don't know.
A for effort. He put a lot of effort into that text. I got to say, I don't quite get it. But Cam, please elaborate. We'd love to hear more. Last night when I left Green Bay, I got a tweet from a guy named Dave Harrison. We were talking about LinkedIn last night.
Yes.
And he said on Twitter, he saw our social media post about the show, and he said, LinkedIn is the fax machine of social media. Everyone knows it's there, but no one knows how to use it.
That's great.
I know. I love that. All right. Sean Lynch from Winnebago Bicycle is coming up at 6:35. We're going to talk Cranksgiving. Terry Barr is here later at 7:35 for Bar Band Friday night. And we're talking John Candy at 7:05. Right now, I want to hear some sounds. I put together some sounds. Well, Conrad put them together. I recorded them and did kind of some man on the street stuff from Blues, Brews, and Barbecue last Saturday night here at the Marinette Community Rec Center, which was really fun. So, Conrad, why don't we roll, see if we can get a couple clips in this segment.
I'm Dan Calgren.
All right. Are you having a good time here at Blues, Brews, and Barbecues?
So far, you bet.
Yeah. What's your favorite part of the event, the blues, the brews, or the barbecue?
You know, I'm big on all three Bs, so it's it ticks three big B boxes for me. So,
wow.
Yeah, so good. Yeah,
you're crushing good. This day.
Yeah.
All right.
Thomas Maxwell Sr.
Are you having a good time at the event today?
Yes, I just arrived. I feel it's like it's going to be an exciting time.
Are you a fan of blues, typically?
Not especially.
No. What's your favorite kind of music?
Rock and roll.
There you go. You know, rock and roll derives from the blues, though, so you might stumble onto a beautiful thing here.
I hope so.
What's your favorite part of the event, the blues, the brews, or the barbecues?
The barbecue.
Nice.
Kevin, are you having a nice time here at Blues, Brews, and Barbecues?
Yes, I am.
What's your favorite part of the event? The blues, the brews, or the barbecue, Kevin?
The blues.
Yeah. Nice. Me too, because the blues, at least if you pick the blues, that's a great way to keep the weight off, right? No calories involved.
Correct.
Are you having a good time here today?
Yes, I am.
What's the best thing about the event so far?
The slider was really good.
What do you anticipate being your favorite part of the event? The blues, the brews, or the barbecue?
The blues. I'm here for the blues.
That's a great answer. You know why? Because the blues keeps the weight off, right? Brews and barbecues. You know, bikini season is not that far away. Right, Pete?
Right.
It's always around the corner.
That's right. It's always nice when people don't really know if you're joking or not. And like, I mean, it was so much fun to talk to you. Was it too loud in the background, Conrad?
Yeah, a little bit. But
okay.
Regarding that last clip, I thought it was, when I heard it, I was like, I wonder what his face was like when he said it's a bikini season somewhere.
Yeah, he didn't know what to make of that. He looked at me like, wait a minute, we're buying bikinis? I'm like, no, dude. But it's fun. I met a lot of people there that really like the blues, which surprised me because I don't think the blues are huge in Marinette. You know, it's not a big town and it's a lot of country and a lot of classic rock, but a lot of people really dug the blues, and that was fun to find out. Let's hear some more.
My name is Jane and I came from Gladstone.
Oh, wow.
Even got a hotel package and super excited to be here. It's a great deal.
Yep. You know how you can make this an even better deal?
Sure, go out and dance.
You could do that, but I'm saying when it's done, tell them the hotel gave you bed bugs.
Oh.
Just trying to save you some money. What are you looking forward to most, the blues, the brews, or the barbecue?
Oh, definitely the blues. Yeah. Toronto's on my watch list on my phone. So.
What is your name, ma'am?
Karen.
Karen, are you staying?
I'm from Gladstone also.
Okay. You're staying over as well?
Yes, my husband and I are here, so we're friends with Jane.
Okay, I hope so. Everyone wants to be friends with Jane.
That's great.
Even though she's going to scam and get a better deal on her hotel. Yeah. You guys are all fans of the blues?
We love the blues. We're running around telling all of our Blues Fest friends, you got to go to Marinette, you got to get to Marinette.
I applaud your dedication to the arts and live music. Hi, what is your name, please?
Freelang.
And so you're kicking back on the weekend with some blues and brews and barbecues?
Yeah.
What's your favorite part of the event, the blues, the brews, or the barbecue?
It's a hard choice, but these barbecues are looking pretty good.
What do you recommend? Do you feel as a teacher you have the right to cut loose here in front of the entire community and really have a good time?
No, I do not.
Do you feel like all eyes are upon you?
Perhaps.
Since you're a teacher so far, what would you give as a grade to this event so far?
A+.
Who knew that Marinette, Wisconsin was the blues capital of the Northeast Wisconsin? Can we get that last clip in, Conrad?
No.
All right. We'll save that one. We'll come back to that one. We're going to do some news and we're going to talk about a video game. I thought this was really cool. There's a new video game TV show coming out. Do you know about this? Where is that? Mass Effect. Yes. Yeah. Have you ever played that game?
No, actually, I haven't played that one.
It's crazy because Fallout was so popular.
Yeah,
and,
I did play that one.
Yeah, and I remember we talked about the show. I only watched a couple episodes, but this game, this is an award-winning game too, and it'll be interesting to see how it does compared to Fallout. From the 414, Totter says, Todd or Billy from the north side of Madison. We're not sure who it is exactly. I love the earlier sunrise in the winter and the later sunset in the summer. Do not take my time change away. Totter or Billy, if that is your real name, it is not up to me, but I respect your opinion. All right, we're going to do some award-winning news here at Civic Media, and when we come back, we are talking Cranksgiving. It's a bar band Friday night, ladies and gentlemen, and so great to have you with me on Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
You can always continue the conversation on social media.
Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is again reminding residents to use local firewood this fall to help curb the spread of invasive species. According to DNR officials, moving untreated firewood to different areas is one of the most common ways invasive species like the spongy moth and emerald ash borer spread. To combat that spread, the DNR has implemented a state spongy moth quarantine, prohibiting the movement of firewood to counties on Wisconsin's western border and banning firewood from more than 10 miles away in state parks. Senator Tammy Baldwin delivered her victory speech on Thursday after narrowly winning re-election over Republican challenger Eric Hovde. In her speech, Senator Baldwin called for less division, less hatred, and fewer lies in American politics and reiterated her commitment to protecting health care access and reproductive freedom. Baldwin was re-elected for her third term as senator by about 29,000 votes. The margin of victory was close enough for Hovde's campaign to request a recount if they pay for the process themselves. A Chippewa Falls man who had been convicted of firing multiple shots of a gun outside an Eau Claire bar in 2020 has been taken into custody. According to court documents, 50-year-old Travis Roshewski had skipped his sentencing hearing last year after pleading no contest to being a felon in possession of a firearm. On Monday, he was arrested and booked into the Chippewa County Jail. The shooting incident occurred on August 8th in 2020 at around 2:30 a.m. outside Hobbsy & Me Bar in Eau Claire. A new sentencing date has not yet been scheduled. The Healthcare Workforce Training Institute in Chippewa County will offer free CPR and AED certification thanks to grant funding. The Community Foundation of Chippewa County received a nearly $27,000 grant for the program, which will see the institute offer over 20 training sessions for free. Officials are hoping the program will improve survival rates for rural patients who may not have quick access to the healthcare they need. The first session will be held in early December, and a full schedule and registration is available online. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Thinking about heading to the theater this weekend? Here are some films that might be up your alley. Hugh Grant stars in Heretic, a film about two young missionaries who knock on the wrong door and end up fighting for their lives in a house owned by the nefarious Mr. Reed, played by Grant. The film is getting mad reviews at 94% on Rotten Tomatoes. Check out another film in wide release this week called Weekend in Taipei. It has kind of a Mr. and Mrs. Smith feel to it, but reviews are very mediocre so far. If you want to get a jumpstart on your holiday movie watching, you have two choices. Best Christmas Pageant Ever is being released wide and pulling in 86% on Rotten Tomatoes, but has a 100% favorable audience score. Another Christmas film in limited release this weekend is Christmas Eve in Miller's Point, a comedy drama starring Michael Cera and Elsie Fisher, where a family descends on their home for the final time. The film is currently getting an 86% on Rotten Tomatoes. If you're scoring at home, that sounds like four winners to me, so let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly clear and a low in the mid-30s. Mostly cloudy for tomorrow, couple of showers around in the afternoon, and especially by night. A high near 50. Low 50s with rain wrapping up early Sunday. Cooler Monday with a sun and cloud mix, high only upper 40s. It's 46 right now.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Tom, your thoughts.
I don't believe that people don't know who Trump is at this point. And they have willfully decided to ignore everything he has said in order to vote what they think is the most important thing. And that's what voting is all about. But you can't claim ignorance when it comes time that Trump is going to pull the trigger and do some things that are going to hurt you and your family. That's what's probably going to happen.
Yeah.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
There are some words that only get used in association with a phrase or another word. Nobody ever uses the word tribulation. You talk about the trials and tribulations. Another one would be vim. Nobody uses vim unless you're talking about vim and vigor. I'm going to make that list of words that you never hear unless it's in that particular phrase.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we continue looking for California guy Eric Hovde, and we'll hear from Mr. Global Matt Randolph, oil and gas expert. He's fantastic. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
little Springsteen. That is the way to head into the weekend. My buddy Dave just texted and said, I don't dig daylight savings. But now I'm confused because I don't really even know what daylight savings is. Because after Susan from McFarland set us straight. You know what we need to do, Conrad? We need to have a copy of the Farmer's Almanac on hand at all times. Because no one is going to leave my cheese out in the wind. I am never going to be. I'm just kidding. I think most people want more daylight, though, as we progress. All right. So this is exciting. I saw this today while I was looking around the interwebs and saw this event called Cranksgiving. So I started kind of doing some digging. I thought it sounded like a really cool event. And I got connected with Sean Lynch, who owns Winnebago Bicycle. And they are one of the sponsors of Cranksgiving. So here to tell us exactly what Cranksgiving is and a little bit about Winnebago Bicycle is our next guest, Sean Lynch, joining us now on Nightlight for the first time. Hi, Sean.
Hey, Pete. Our phone is not working correctly right now. He will be calling our in phone? Momentarily. So just wait a couple minutes and he should be here, all right?
So I put this A-list intro together.
I didn't want to interrupt you.
I'm giving, and I give some more, and he's not on the phone. So, okay. Did he hear the intro? Do I have to go through that whole rigmarole
again? I'm sure he heard it.
You think so? All right. Sean Lynch is on the way. He's going to call in unless he is either that or we're going right to John Candy Clips. So we'll get Sean on the phone. And what is our phone? Well, yesterday it was the toilets, and tonight it's the phones.
Yeah, I'm not sure what's going on.
Anyway, do we have Sean?
What was that?
Do we have Sean? Are you still producing the show, Conrad? I'm just curious.
Yes. I'm trying to make the phone work at the same time.
I know you are. I'm just giving you our time. We have Sean. We'll get Sean on the phone right now. I have to do kind of a mea culpa here because I thought Matt Miller referred to Wicked and Gladiator 2 coming out the same weekend. I was calling it Barbenheimer 2.0, and he was calling it Glicked. But as it turns out, Glicked is not until November 22nd. So that is going to be a monster weekend at the box office because Wicked is supposedly fantastic. And Gladiator 2 is supposedly fantastic. So I don't know that they're going to do Barbenheimer numbers. It's not the summer, and I don't think the films are quite as hyped, but close. I still think it could be great. So I'm excited to see those. A couple Christmas movies opening this weekend, ladies and gentlemen. That's going to be exciting, too. It's a little early for me, but, you know, some people love to have their Christmas movies a little early. And frankly, a lot of people, some of our texters from yesterday didn't seem to mind Christmas movies this early. I can't do it. I got to wait until at least Thanksgiving. But the two movies that opened this weekend, one of them is called Best Christmas Pageant Ever, getting a 99% audience approval. That's incredible. And 88% of critics like it. Not a crazy popular, huge A-list name cast, but Lauren Graham from the Gilmore Girls is part of it. Judy Greer and Pete Holmes, who's a comedian. Many of you may have heard of Pete. And then the other one is Christmas at Miller's Point or in Miller's Point. So that one also, Michael Cera, who I love. Michael Cera is like one of my favorite actors. And he's in this film, Christmas Eve in Miller's Point. That's what it's called. Also getting very good reviews. And it's about a family that comes to the house they grew up in for the last time, most likely, before they either tear it down or move or whatever. I don't have all the details, but it's reviewing very well. And that's two Christmas movies opening this weekend. And if you want horror, you got Heretic, Hugh Grant, reviewing very well. I cannot believe the run horror films have had since the beginning of summer. They are just like still going strong. I mean, this is a big film. And it's being released, like, I would think this would be a summer release or before Halloween. But Hugh Grant is getting, like, in the 90s from Rotten Tomatoes. How are we doing, Con? Do we have, we working on getting Sean?
We do not yet.
Okay. Why don't we do our blue, let's do our last Blues Brews clip. Should we do that?
Sure.
Okay. So here is our third clip. As I mentioned before, last Saturday, I went out to this event in Marinette at the Marinette Community Rec Center. Great facility. Sean Katzbeck put together a really fun evening. It was sold out. The VIP passes were sold out. And I think I told you, Conrad, somebody, well, we'll leave it as a surprise because I think it's on the clip. But we gave some tickets away, and that was fun. And Joe Moss played, a great blues musician, a 2016 Blues Hall of Fame inductee. Got to introduce Joe and the band. It was a really fun night. Here is my last set of On the Street questions for the people at Blues, Brews, and Barbecue last weekend. Becky, are you having a good time here today so far?
Having a great time.
What's the best part of Blues, Brews, and Barbecue thus far?
Thus far, it's been great barbecue, but I'm looking forward to the blues.
The blues, out of those three options, are the best way to keep the weight off, for sure?
For sure.
Yeah. Are you here for the aerobic activity, or are you just here to eat and socialize?
The eating is my aerobic activity.
At least for one arm, right? Yeah.
Mike, you approached me because why?
Because I won tickets on your show.
So Nightlight with Peach Wabba was decent enough to give you, a fine, upstanding member of the community, free tickets to this outstanding event.
Most definitely. A great show and great tickets.
Jackie, what do you do here in Marinette?
I'm the executive director of the Marinette Menominee Chamber.
It's got to be exciting. Is that a lot of work?
It's a lot of work, but it is exciting.
That's great. You also brought John McGivern to this area and his show Around the Corner years ago.
We did, yeah. We worked with John and his crew, and they did a segment on Marinette, and actually you were did a segment for us on that.
You were very kind. Joe Moss is here now. Do you think the entertainment business is gradually moving from Hollywood to Marinette, Wisconsin?
Oh, it should be. Why not? We are the epicenter of art and entertainment.
Are you here for the blues, the brews, or the barbecue?
All three. All three are excellent.
Is this event a place where you can get a nice hot meal at a fair price?
Oh, absolutely.
That was fun. Great event there in Marinette. I hope they do it again next year. Sean Katzbeck did a great job putting that program together. So much fun and great to meet the people at the event in Marinette. So next year, folks, it's worth the trip. It's, you know, an hour from Green Bay, hour and a half from Oshkosh, and they packed the joint. It was a lot of fun, so I highly recommend it next year. Well done, City of Marinette and Sean Katzbeck. So, all right, we're still trying to work on getting Sean Lynch here to talk about Cranksgiving. It may or may not happen, but either way, we have... hey, Conrad, are you there?
Yes.
So, do you know that this... Did you finish the first season of Fallout?
Yes.
Do you know who is in season two?
They're
adding to the cast?
I just saw that today, actually.
Lay it on us, speaking of Christmas movies.
Macaulay Culkin.
What is the deal?
I think he could add something to it.
He's a good actor. It's not like he's not a good actor. It's just like, it's just funny the choices that actors like that make. Like, you know, he kind of went away. He made all of his films. All of his big hits were when he was younger. And, you know, he's done some offbeat stuff. But it's kind of like we were talking about last night with Matt Miller. Sometimes these people become huge stars. And then they get tired of these movies they're making. A lot of them are bad or mediocre. So they go and do indie stuff, and then people remember, oh, yeah, this person can really act. So it'll be interesting to see if Macaulay Culkin falls into that category.
Yeah. So we have we have Sean Lynch here joining over stream.
Oh, that works. We could do that. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I can. Can you hear me?
Sean, it is great to have you, buddy. I gave you this big, glorious introduction before, and then Conrad says we don't have him. I introduced you as one of the inspirations behind Cranksgiving. You're the owner of Winnebago Bicycle, and you guys are sponsoring this really cool event called Cranksgiving, and it's all about bikes and really cool stuff. But let's tell us first what you do there first at Winnebago Bicycle.
Me specifically, or just the shop in general?
What are you the owner?
Yes, I'm the owner here.
Yeah. All right. So I guess
I took over the shop back in the end of 2020 from the original owner, Ben Rennert.
Okay.
And then we've just been kind of chugging along ever since the end of the pandemic. And I've been kind of delving in a lot to doing a lot of events and such. Yeah, we do a lot of bike packing trips. We're actually doing one tomorrow. And then we also do alley cat races through town. And now we added Cranksgiving on as well.
So who came up with Cranksgiving? Is that your brainchild, or was that around before you bought the bike shop?
Kind of an amalgam of a few different people. Got some people here in the shop, employees who had some ideas. And then we've also got a friend of the shop, Mary Moore is her name. She lives in Neenah. And she also kind of helped seed some ideas on how to make this a thing.
That's so cool. Okay, so tell us, Sean, what is Cranksgiving? For those listening that might want more information, might want to be part of it, might want to donate something. It sounds like a great event. It's, what is it, November 23rd. It starts at Beckett's Restaurant at 2:30 p.m. But tell us what it is and what you guys are hoping to accomplish.
It's going to be kind of a little bit like a scavenger hunt type thing. When you show up, we just have you register. It's a team thing. And if you don't have a team, we'll put you in one. And you get a list of items that can be...
This is a presentation from Eau Claire Hometown Media, 93.5 The Tap, and Civic Media. It's Friday Night Lights time in the Chippewa Valley. Eau Claire High School football is on the air. Coverage of tonight's matchup begins with the pregame show featuring an interview with the head coach, a look around other area action, and the keys to the game. Let's go to the field. Here's Scott Montesano.
It's time to turn on the Friday Night Lights. Hello, everyone, and live from Carson Park, it's Eau Claire Area High School football this evening. It's level three of the 2024 WIAA playoffs, the Division VI level, as we have the number one seed Regis Ramblers against the number two seed Grantsburg Pirates. There are no guarantees, but like walking into a steakhouse or a comedy featuring Ryan Gosling, there is ample reason to have optimism that what we are about to experience is worth the time and effort. Regis and Grantsburg, two staples of high school football in western and northwestern Wisconsin, meeting tonight with the winner just two steps away from a state championship. Regis is undefeated this year, but has had three consecutive close calls. And more so, they have been looking more and more banged up to some key pieces in recent games. Now, that hasn't stopped them as their depth has come through. We'll see who is a go today, who is not a go, and how Bryant Brenner and his team is able to adjust. As for Grantsburg, Grantsburg has one lone loss on the year, but they're 10-1 on the campaign. That's not too shabby. They survived a back and forth tilt with Mondovi last week to advance to their third straight level three matchup. Their quarterback, Brock Matheny, he can sling it. Ian Berkman is a punishing runner, and defensively, they are very good as well. Once you hit this round of the playoffs, pretty much the teams are strong up and down. They play that complementary football. You've got to play just better than the opponent. It's not necessarily a matter of finding the weaknesses. I'm Scott Montesano, joined by Derek Montesano, and we're excited to have you with us for this coverage of Eau Claire Area High School sports kickoff coming up at 7 o'clock. Let's bring Derek on. And Derek, Regis has played two consecutive close playoff games. If you want to factor in the last game of the regular season to a close game there, they've come out on top in all of them. They find ways to win, and it's not like they're getting cheated either. They're playing strong to get these wins.
Yes, these have been very good games from Regis altogether. All it takes now is just if Grantsburg can find a way to eliminate the factor of Regis playing as well as they have these last two, three games and able to come away with close wins, that's what Grantsburg's going to need tonight. As for Regis, they just need to keep doing what they're doing and finding ways to beat their opponents.
Now, the big thing for Regis is their depth is being challenged. Owen Weisenberger, we saw him get banged up in the first playoff game against Fall Creek, missed a good chunk of that game in the second half, played last week and was okay. Now the big question was, Everett Tate, who by far has been the main workhorse in that power formation running game that Regis has. And it looks like Everett Tate is a no-go today.
Yeah, that's a huge loss for Regis with such a hard-running offense. They need a big player like Everett Tate to be able to continue doing what he was doing.
Austin Ridout, who is the second leading rusher, he too may be limited. Now that puts more on other guys. And last week, it's an embarrassment of riches for Regis because Brody Tarbox, the junior, got a good bulk of carries last week, and he responded with 3 touchdown runs. So while Regis may not have Everett Tate today, again, they just keep coming at you wave after wave after wave. It's like going to a store and you want a Coke, and they say, well, we don't have Coke, we've got Pepsi. Hey, that's good. That's good, too. That's the situation for Regis. They might not have Everett Tate, but the guys that fill in, and we've seen that more often than not, tend to be able to perform well in the system.
Yeah, it's a huge thing for them. Just the amount of depth, just having as many players as they do to be able to fill those shoes. Even if Everett Tate and Austin Ridder are out, they do have Brody Tarbox that can take over and do just as well of a job.
Winner will face either Coleman or Bonduul in a neutral site meeting next Friday night with a trip to the state championship game on the line. Meanwhile, for Grantsburg, again, they are a solid program. They're very much like Regis. Year in and year out, they are very competitive. These two schools have met before and played some humdingers, some hootenannies of games in the Level 3 round of the playoffs in previous years. Grantsburg, in fact, won here in the final minute back in 2018, one of the rare times Regis has ever lost a home playoff game. Grantsburg, they can put a lot of points on the board, averaging 40 points per game entering action. Well, we'll step aside when we come back. Derek will take a look at some other games we're keeping an eye on, and we'll near kickoff of this one. Number 1 Regis against number 2 Grantsburg, Level 3 of the WIA playoffs, coming up from 93.5 and Eau Claire Hometown Media.
When might you be buzzed? When you suddenly love everything.
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Ugh! I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
Join the area's newsmakers and learn more about what is happening in our town, all while enjoying a beer with the Banker with a Beer podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com. Each week, Jerry Keel from Northwestern Bank brings on guests to learn more about what is happening in our region, and along the way, they try some delicious beers. It's the Banker with a Beer podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com.
The best place to go for the best local content is echometownradio.com. There you'll find dozens of local podcasts covering everything from news to sports to dogs and even beer. echometownradio.com is the place to hear from people right here in the Chippewa Valley. Talk about what matters to you. New podcasts dropping daily. That's echometownradio.com, and look for them on Spotify.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
It's time to go around the playoffs with me, Derek Montesano. The big matchup for these two teams right in front of us is the number one seed Coleman Cougars taking on the number two seed Bondwell Bears. All seeds right now, all of the quadrants have been decided by now, so these are all just the seeds from each quadrant. A big shock, though, is the number eight seed making it all the way. That is the Belleville Wildcats. They've gone all the way here to level three, but they have a tough challenge, though. They've got the number two seed of Lancaster. And also in action, the number one seed Cedar Grove Rockets taking on the number two seed Lomiro Lions. Also, reminder, the Regis girls volleyball team has their state championship game tomorrow in Green Bay, taking on Manitowoc Lutheran. All right, when we come back, my dad Scott will have the play-by-play of Regis versus Grantsburg here at echometownradio.com and 93.5 The Tap.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Sports Talk Radio is flooded with opinions.
Blah, blah, blah.
So why not cleanse the palate a little with something different? Check out the Let the Kids Play podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com. That's echometownradio.com. Get the opinion on the latest sports news from the perspective of a 13-year-old. Join Derek Montesano every week for his opinion on what is happening in sports. Let the Kids Play. Heard only at echometownradio.com.
It's time for kickoff. With the play-by-play of tonight's game, here's Scott Montesano.
Regis Choir with our national anthem ahead of this postseason matchup. Number two seed Grantsburg about 2 hours away, making the drive down to Carson Park to take on the number one seed Regis Ramblers. The winner of this game will technically be the sectional champion. They will get an extra plaque to hang up at the school, but more immediately, they'll be just two wins away from winning a state championship. Winner of this game advances to level four. Scott Montesano with you. Derek Montesano off to our left. It is a crisp, clear evening here in November. Temperatures today kissed almost 60 degrees, but as the sun has gone down, it is now into the 40s, but very comfortable for this time of year and a decent crowd considering two smaller schools. And Grantsburg being 2 hours away, decent crowd, but maybe, Derek, more importantly than the size of the crowd, you can tell there's that extra buzz in the air, that extra sugar in the step of everybody.
Yeah, you can tell the excitement just of the people here. They know how close that these schools are to making it, even to the, well, they'll be technically sectional champions with the winner of this game, so there's a lot of buzz around this matchup.
It'll be key to see how much is Regis able to use some of the guys who've gotten them to this 11-0 record entering play today. Owen Weisenberger, we know he's got some lower body issues. He's been limited the last couple of weeks. Everett Tate, word is he's not going to play. So there's your number one runner, Austin Rideout, your number two rusher. He may be limited as well. And by the way, with Everett Tate, let's not forget, Tate is also the top tackler on this Regis team. That one of the top defensive guys they had a huge interception against Fall Creek, so that's not going to make it any easier to stop this Grantsburg offense.
Yeah, that's going to be a big deal for them, not since he's not only just an offensive threat, but also a defensive threat. So losing a big player like that, especially a two-way guy, can be a problem.
Regis will kick it off to Grantsburg here, doing the kicking for Regis. And he's been a dangerous weapon, is Jack Schroeder. His extra point was the difference against Fall Creek. Regis will send it from right to left. Regis head to toe in black. Black helmets, black tops, black pants with green numerals. Grantsburg, meanwhile, purple helmets, white tops and bottoms accentuated in purple. Back to return for Grantsburg